Wildlife managers could soon be using NASA satellite data to monitor deer populations.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
From hunting to car accidents to crop damage, deer have a huge economic impact in the United States. So land and wildlife managers closely monitor deer population trends over time. These trends are used for a variety of purposes, including the number of hunting permits issued each year. But researchers have never had the tools to accurately predict population for the current year, until now. Studies show that the birth rates for mule deer peak shortly before the peak of annual plant growth, when food sources are increasing. Using the vegetation index obtained through instruments on NASA's Terra and Aqua satellites, researchers can calculate the greenness of the mule deer habitat from space. As a result, scientists are able to mark both the plant-growing season and the fawning season, more accurately predicting deer distributions in specific areas. Wildlife managers can use the predictions coupled with ground-based counts to make the best decisions possible for both humans and the deer. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.